on this feast of Saints Timothy and Titus, this gospel from Luke, you can sense this urgency about preaching the gospel. Go, you know, don't greet anybody on the way. That's a line that Elijah sent his servant. It means don't get distracted. You're on a mission, get the mission. You know, just don't hang around, stop in a bar, have a smoke, you know, and get going. The other hand, don't worry about, you know, whatever they feed you, take it, it'll be fine. You know, don't, oh, well, this is not exactly whatever, kosher, one thing is not kosher. I mean, you know, forget it. And if you're at peace and you greet this house with peace, if peace is there, your peace will rest. Otherwise, it'll come back to you. And this is an experience. You know that when you walk into a house, even today. I wanted to just meditate for a few minutes on this letter to Titus. I'm not going to get into all the historical problems, you know, the letters, these three letters are called the pastoral letters, the two to Timothy and the one to Titus. The second one to Timothy. The style is different, preoccupations are different, and oh well, these aren't Paul, these are somebody else. Well, fine. They're canonical, they're inspired, but it's funny how the pendulum is swinging back, you know. People are saying, well, why not? I mean, that's a whole discussion about language and, you know, that we don't have to get into now. But what I was so struck with reading this was the love of Paul for Timothy. And this, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the promise of life in Christ Jesus. You know, all ancient letters start, you know, Tychicus, the town plumber, to Epaphroditus, the mayor. May the Lord bless you, may the gods be prosperous to you and give health to your family. Now, about that problem on 4th Street, you see, but they always start that way. So Paul's letters start that way, you see? Paul, and who am I? I'm not the town plumber. I'm the apostle of Christ by the will of God, and my job for the promise of life in Christ Jesus. And the one to whom it's written, to Timothy, my dear child. Remember Timothy, right? In the book of Acts, they go to Derbe, I think it is, and Timothy really wants to join, and so does, they're very open, Lois and Eunice. And Eunice is his mom, and she's Jewish. She's married to a pagan, but he's Jewish, Timothy. If you're born of a Jewish mother, you're Jewish, period. But he wasn't circumcised. Well, he's a Jew, so you would circumcise. You don't circumcise pagans, but you'd circumcise a Jew at that time, you know? So they did that. Paul did that, right? And so now he wants to start to talk to him. Huh? And just as may the gods prosper your family, see, grace and mercy and peace from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. They're the same. They're the source of peace in the Holy Spirit. And this is all, what I'm saying, it's implicit Trinitarian doctrine. And now he starts. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did. You see, our religion began with the call of Abraham. And so he's saying, I have not given off worshiping God as my ancestors did, but now I know its fullness. Now the plan that they yearned for, fought for, suffered for, repented for, it's here now. And so, I worship with a clear conscience, so I worship with it as my ancestors did, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. He always tells everybody he's doing that, right? He prayed a lot, this man. He interceded all night sometimes for all the people to whom he preached. You see? I yearn to see you again. This is just buck up, do a good job, you see? I yearn to see you again, recalling your tears. Timothy didn't want Paul to leave, left him here to do this job and took off. And you know, you brought me up. You've taught me everything. You'll do fine, Timothy. Just keep on going. And so, I yearn to see you again, recalling your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. And I'm doing this as I recall, and this is the bond. We're in this together, right? And this is the bond. I recall your sincere faith. You believe Jesus. You believe that the Father raised him from the dead. You yield to the Holy Spirit. And that's what makes us one. You know, we both like polo, but I mean, that's not what makes us one. See? It's this. I recall your sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois. You see again this continuity? Wow, Grandma Lois was Jewish. Right? And your mother Eunice, same thing. And I am confident lives also in you. With such good parents, you know. And isn't that beautiful? You see, and that's the Jewish faith brought now to its fulfillment. You remember when he tells him later? Well, earlier, right? No, it's in this letter, 2 Timothy 3:16. You learned to read the scriptures from your grandmother and your mother. And they taught you well. And all scripture. Of course, in those days, scripture was just the Old Testament, right? All scripture is divinely inspired, breathed into by God. Think of that. You don't say that about any other book. Okay. For this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have received through the imposition of my hands. That's ordination. He ordained him a bishop. Bingo, right there. See? In the first letter, he says that came through a word of prophecy. I knew by prophecy you were to be the one. See, and this is still office. This is still the way it goes, you see. And with the, I should have brought the Bible, because with the concurrence of the elders. Okay. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. That's the plan. Live the power of God to change our lives, to heal people, to help them with their marriages. What are the power? And love and self-control. One beer is enough. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake. You work for that guy, Paul? He's in jail, you know that, huh? So what kind of a guy are you? Oh, I don't know Paul very well. I mean, don't be ashamed, see? Bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. It's a tough job. But don't get tired. The strength comes from God. It's just so... Do you see the beauty in that? The holiness, the zeal, the fraternity, the love, that's what the Lord will make of us.